Everything's going great, man. Even the young guys, you know, they stepping up. As you see today, True Funk stepped up and made a couple plays on me, you know. And then, you know, Alfred is doing well over there. So, I mean, it's been going pretty good, man. No crazy injuries. You know, a lot of injuries going on in the league. And fortunate enough, we haven't had any.
When Matt Ryan says that he sees you ready to take the next step, how would you define next step in the evolution of your NFL career?
I mean, I don't know what Matt talking about next step, you know. But as far as my game, I know I can improve on every level, you know, running routes, getting open, you know, just knowing the material and everything. But we got so many good players on this team, man. You know, everybody just play their role.
He also said that with your experience now, he feels like you're not thinking as much out here, that, you know, you got everything down. Did you feel more comfortable out there in that aspect?
Oh, yeah, no question, man. Just getting out there and just knowing the play, you know. As soon as he said, I know what I got to do. I can read the defense a little better now, you know. And everything is coming to me so much faster.
You got the Pro Bowl accolades. You got your commercial now and everything. You're probably, you know, more famous than you've been. What's that been like for you to kind of get that attention?
That stuff comes with, you know what I'm saying, just trying to be a great player. I mean, I don't go out there and look, try to, you know, Pro Bowl. I'm thinking Super Bowl, you know. And the commercials and stuff, they're just, you know, with the sponsors and everything that I have, you know, allowed me to go out there and make commercials and everything and just kind of reach out to the fans as well, you know, show them Julio Jones off the field.
Is that, Plain said that when you're out there on the field, you're all business. You don't do a lot of talking. Is that kind of your approach to playing the game?
Oh, yeah. No, I go out there, man, and I put the helmet on. You know, it's time to go to work, you know. Like, I really don't care who in front of me. You know, I just go out there and just try to work. And that's what I think helping the younger guys out as well. Me just going out there and just playing Julio, you know what I'm saying, going out there and being me and not bringing it down a level. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make them raise – I'm raising the bar for them and make them bring their play up to my level.
That habit of, hey, it's work time, it's work. I mean, because you don't necessarily know that from the get-go as a kid, you know?
Well, I did. I've been doing that since I was 12 years old. You know, I've been very successful in football from, you know, Pop Warner, high school, college, even now. You know, you can be talented as you want to be, but you just got to have that work ethic, you know, and nobody going to put that work in like you.
Julio, big change in you from rookie season to your second season. What do you expect out of yourself in year three?
Man, just continue to, you know, just stay healthy, first of all. Stay healthy and go out there and be a great teammate, man, and, you know, just make plays when my number's called.
Is there any sort of pressure or maybe a self-awareness nationally? Because when people say Falcons, they think Julio.
No pressure on me at all. I mean, I'm going to continue to do what I've been doing, man. It's like, as long as I come out here and get the work in now, everything else comes easy for me. As long as you got to put the time and effort in.
Have you set any goals for yourself this year?
No goals for myself, man. It's all about the team, you know. That's always been like that, you know. People are like, oh, you don't have no personal goals. I don't have any personal goals, man. I just try to go out there. I don't want to sell myself short.
How's the changes to your diet working out?
Oh, it's working great, man. I stopped eating beef and pork, you know. And I feel great. And I'm heavier at the same time. I think I put more muscle on. Anything.
What are you at now?
I'm at 229 right now.
You think that's what you want to do for the season?
I mean, I run around great. I don't get tired. I mean, who knows what weight I play at, you know?
I heard you say in your rookie season you were kind of almost lost. There's so much to absorb from going from college. Where are you mentally now in this game? We know physically you're one of the top receivers in the game.
Oh,
mentally, where are you?
I'm there now. Like, no question. Like, just as far as knowing the offense and knowing where I need to be at, knowing, you know, all the positions now, you know, the first year they kind of had me at X, and then last year they kind of moved me X to Z or whatever. Now I can play inside, backfield, everywhere now because I know everything now. So, I mean, I'm good to go, man. And just, you know, it just takes a lot of studying. And like I said, you just got to put that work in.
Awesome. Thank you.
So as you're saying, you don't feel pressure coming into this year with, I mean, the outside, it's pressure from the people?
No pressure at all. Why would I feel pressure?
Well, I mean, just people expect this team to win a Super Bowl.
It does. See, it starts here at this organization. And we know we got to start over from scratch. You know, we got to come out here and put the work in and effort in every day to get where we want to get to. You know, you can't listen to – that's one thing that comes with success. You know, I learned that from Coach Saban at Alabama. And, you know, this organization has it too. It's like once you're successful, people are going to tell you this, they're going to tell you that. But he makes sure you're going to go out there and work. And, you know, Coach Smith as well, he make us work every day, and we know what it takes to get there.